主日平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次机会来一起，寻求神的旨意。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to seek His will.
我们先有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
你的儿子耶稣基督是从天降下，仍旧在天的人子。
Your Son is the one who has descended from heaven.
除了他以外，没有人能够把天和天上的事启示我们。
And other than him, there is none other who is able to reveal the things of heaven to us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
你让我们能得救。
That you allow us to be saved.
而且你让我们有敞开的天。
And you give us an open heaven.
你也告诉我们，我们的前途是能够在宝座前。
You also tell us that our future is before the throne.
我们真是赞美你。
We truly praise you.
但是这又大又难的事，我们难以明白。
But this is such a great matter. How can we understand it?
我们没有办法凭我们天然人可以领会这些事情。
By our natural mind, we are unable to understand these things.
我们只有无依无靠地来到你面前。
We must come before your presence.
你知道我们的情况。
You know our condition.
你知道我们需要什么话。
You know what words we need.
你知道怎样的话才能不但叫我们明白，而且在我们里面产生激励生命的供应和成长的作用。
And you know what words cause us to understand and what words cause us to be encouraged and to grow.
我们无依无靠地等候在你面前。
We wait before your presence.
说的、翻译的、听的，我们都等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and all who listen, we wait before your presence.
求你是给我们敞开的天。
May you give us an open heaven.
把我们需要的话从天上宝座倾倒下来。
That the words we need from heaven will be poured to us.
求你为着每一位，你都赐给宝贵的话语。
May you give a precious word to each one of us.
因为你认识我们每一位。
Because you know all of us.
你召集我们到你脚前，就是要遇见你。
You call us before your feet so that we can know you.
你召集我们到你脚前，就是要听见你。
So that we can hear.
我们无依无靠地等候在你面前。
We wait before your presence.
愿你赐给每一位都不但遇见你、听见你，而且得着宝座回去。
May we meet you, may we hear you, and may we go back full.
愿主圣灵把话赐给我们，而且把你重要的话、重要的心意种在我们的心里面。
May the Holy Spirit give us your words and plant those important words in our hearts.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
May you do the work that no man can do.
我们再一次把敬拜的归给你。
We give you all worship and adoration.
堵住破口。
May you fill in all the breaches.
羞辱归给仇敌。
And may all shame be given to the devil.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages of scripture.
先看哥林多后书第四章。第五节。
We'll start in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
这里特别注意，传基督耶稣为主。
Notice,Preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
这个传不是传道的传，这是宣告。
And this by preach it means to proclaim.
宣告基督耶稣他是基督耶稣，说明他已经复活，而且升天，到了天上的宝座，神立他为主为基督了。
And that means that he has already he has already risen from the dead, ascended on high, and has already been made Christ and Lord.
那主这个字，我们多次提到，他是。它的原文是 sanctioner， 就是从这个制裁者开始。
And the word Lord means that He is the one who holds all.
所以他不但是制裁者，他也是那位至高的权柄。
So He has the highest authority.
His super authority.
The supreme authority.
Supreme authority. 然后呢，他也是一切的主宰者，他是 controller.
And He is the controller of all things.
而且他是所有者，他是 owner.
And he owns all things.
好，再看哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这里的承担，它意思重在不重在接受，它重在达到，就是提升到达到。
And this means that we are able to be lifted up to attain.
所以我们要知道，我们不是一得救就达到。
It's not that we attain it as soon as we're saved.
神有他丰富的心意。是把我们逐渐带到他丰满里面去。
God has His abundant will that He wants to bring us into His fullness.
我们有这个生命，我们主也有这个呼召，但我们需要能够受他的带领。
We have this life and He has His calling, but we must be led by Him.
所以不是凭着字句，而是凭着经意。经意这个字呢，是灵或者圣灵。
So it's not by the letter, but of the Spirit.
好，所以这叫我们要学会顺从。圣灵的工作。
So we must learn to follow the work of the Holy Spirit.
再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Next, Acts chapter 2.
从32节到36节。
From verse 32 to verse 36.
这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus God has raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。”
For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
等我使你仇敌成为你的脚凳。36节，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
In verse 36, Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
这是教会刚开始的时候，神借着彼得做一个重大的宣告，主耶稣他现在已经在宝座，但神已经立他为主为基督了。
When the church, in the early church, the Lord used Paul to make this proclamation that the Lord Jesus was already in heaven and he was made both Lord and Christ.
所以教会跟天应该是不但是敞开的，而且是融洽的。
So the church should have an open heaven and should have a proper relationship.
教会或者信主的人，他能传或者他能宣告基督耶稣为主，是因为他跟天，他跟坐在天上宝座的基督耶稣有美好的那样的关系和互动。
And the reason that the believers, the church, can proclaim Christ as Lord is that they have a good relationship with the Lord.
所以天对于教会、对于圣徒来讲，应该是很实际的，而且是很经常经历的，甚至可以为这个做见证。
So heaven should be something that people typically experience and should be something that all believers should be able to testify of.
所以这是我们在主面前需要主帮助我们。
So this is something where we need the Lord's help.
因为我们每次提到天，我们觉得是很遥远、很遥远，跟我没有关系的事情。
Oftentimes when we speak of heaven, we think it is something very far away and has nothing to do with us.
我们也怕人家跟我们提到天的事情。
And we're sometimes afraid that people tell us about matters of heaven.
我们怕那些是用来骗我们的事情。
And we're afraid of people who might try to deceive us.
但是圣经里面并不是这么虚无缥缈。
But that's not how it is in the Bible.
在圣经里面关于天的事情是有非常多的提到。
The Bible mentions many aspects of heaven.
所以圣徒要认识天，要经历天，这是可以从圣经和实际的经历里面去进入实际。
So for believers to understand heaven, it is through experiences and through the Word of God.
我可以把我发现的在启示录有五段从天上宝座的宣告，就告诉我们天在注意什么。
There are five proclamations from Revelation from which we can understand what is going on in heaven.
你知道天在注意什么，天有什么宣告，你就知道怎么活在天的时代，天的同在里面。
If you know what heaven is proclaiming and what the reality of heaven is, then you're able to live in that reality.
如果我们不在乎这些宣告，就表示说我对天毫不在乎。
If you don't care about these proclamations, then that means that you don't care about heaven.
所以一个蒙恩得救的人，你不可能对于坐在天上宝座的主和天忽略的。
But if you're saved, you shouldn't misunderstand the Lord who is in heaven, and you shouldn't misunderstand heaven.
我可以承认我认识很少，我可以承认我经历很少，但是我不能忽略这件事情。
Perhaps you might not have a lot of experiences, and you can confess that, but you shouldn't misunderstand or take it lightly.
因为在我们蒙恩得救的时候，主就是把我们跟天的关系打通了。
Because when you were saved, God opened up that relationship with heaven.
如果我们不顺着这个已经打通的这个关系，进入那个实际的经历和实际的认识的话，对我们来讲，认识天变得毫无机会。
If you don't take that opportunity to know heaven and to know through that open way, then heaven has nothing to do with you.
所以我把这几段圣经摆在弟兄姊妹面前，这个我不会做全面性的解释，但是这是我们值得在主面前思考寻求的。
So I will lay these passages before you, and I won't do a detailed explanation, but it is for you to personally consider before the Lord.
好，第一段在启示录第四章。
The first is in Revelation 4.
第十、十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
那二十四位长老就俯伏坐在宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说。
The 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne, and will worship him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying,
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created.
这里不但是有看到天跟地的关系。
We see the relationship between heaven and earth.
如果他是我们的主，这是一个事实。
Now if he is our Lord, then this is the reality.
这段话是宣告，他创造万物都是因着他的旨意。
This passage proclaims that all things are created for by His will.
所以我们如果明白他的旨意，活在他的旨意里面，能够成就他的旨意，这跟天是完全一致的。
So if we understand His will, live in His will, and are able to accomplish His will, that means that we are one with heaven.
所以我们因他的旨意是被造而有的。
We are created for His will.
所以我们如果注意他的旨意，
if we pay attention to His will,
那我们的生命就会长大。
Then our life will grow.
啊，因为这是在雅各书第一章十八节告诉我们。
This is what we're told in James 1:18.
所以你如果注意神的旨意，你在神的旨意里面接受神的话，能够成长的话，你会成为出熟的果子，宇宙间出熟的果子。
If you accept the word of God and you dwell in the word of God and do it, then you will become the first fruits of this universe.
就是主在教我们祷告的时候，也教我们怎么样。父啊，愿人尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When we were taught to pray, the Lord said, "Hallowed be the Father's name, and your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
所以我们祷告，虽然我们有很多的需要，但是在我们的需要之前，有一个神的旨意，天父的旨意。
So though we pray about all our needs, before that comes the will of the Father.
所以我们不能只看我们的需要，只看我们的情况，我们需要看看天父的旨意跟我的情况是怎样能够联系起来。
So we can't only look at our condition and our needs. We must see how heaven is connected to these needs.
主知道我们对他的旨意起头是很难接受的。
The Lord knows that it is difficult for us in the beginning to accept His will.
但是一个信主的人，他需要不断地认识神的旨意。
But a believer must continually come to learn of His will.
所以保罗在为这个哥罗西的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，是 叫他们能够明白神的旨意，认识神的旨意，到丰满的地步。
So when Paul prayed for the Colossians, he prayed that they would come to know God's will and know it to the fullest.
但神的旨意如果真的成就的话，它的宇宙性的结果就是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
But if the will of God is truly accomplished, then it means that all things in heaven and on earth are made one in Christ.
所以如果神的旨意在我们里面有够强的这个负担和认识。
So if the will of God has a strong burden and understanding in us,
我们是应该愿意跟神同工，跟主同工同行。
We should be willing to work with God and to walk with God.
能够我们是那个首先在基督里面同归于一的人。
That we are the ones who are first made one in Christ.
那个同归于一其实就是 head up， 就是我们如果他让他做我的头，让他做基督身体的头，让他做教会的头，自然就会同归于一。
In other words, it means that if you allow him to be the head in your life, allow him to be the head in the church, then naturally all things will be headed up or made one in Christ.
如果在这个头之外还有别的头，他就不可能合一，不可能在基督里同归于一。
If there is another head outside the head, then it is impossible for there to be unity.
所以只有一个头。
There's only one head.
所以我们弟兄姊妹在一起，彼此在一起鼓励的时候。
So when we encourage one another,
有弟兄姊妹能够从主那里得着带领，能够遇见了主，这我们要觉得非常宝贵的事情。
If we see other brothers and sisters who are led by the Lord, then this should be a precious matter.
这是神在我们当中显现他的同在。
It means that God has revealed His presence.
神在我们当中做他的工作。
He is doing His work.
所有都回到宝座他的面前。
All things are connected back to the throne before His presence.
万物，所有一切的受造物，都是因着他的旨意。被创造而有的。
All things, all creation was created for His will.
你忽略了这个，人生就失去了方向。
If you misunderstand this, then your life purpose loses direction.
教会忽略了这个，教会就没有方向。
If the church misunderstands or loses this, then they lose direction.
教会不能在神的旨意之外另外找个方向。
The church cannot look for a direction outside God's will.
我们常常会遇到一个情况，就是谈神的旨意，唱高调，不要理这个东西。
Sometimes when we talk about God's will, we think that it is too high and we don't want to talk about it.
所以最后就是变成没有方向，随波逐流。
And the result is that you have no direction and you go as however the wind blows.
但是我们又不是一个很容易、很快就明白神旨意的人。
On the other hand, it is not easy for us to quickly understand the will of God.
所以我们需要主不断的开启我们。
We need the Lord to reveal to us.
不断地在我们里面做启示，做引导的工作。
To constantly do the work of revelation and the work of leading.
我记得我最早还没有到我们类似这样聚会之前。
And I remember before I had come to a gathering that is similar to ours.
我在一个聚会中，我每一次的这个主日聚会完都会大家站起来，然后呢，把这个马太第六章那个主教我们祷告那一段呢，大家这样子。
I remember that after the sermon was over, everyone would stand up and would read Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, once.
那个变成只是个形式。
It turned into just a ritual.
读过的也不会很真的很关心神的旨意。
After you read it, you don't actually care about God's will.
我们实在需要主怜悯，他的旨意在我里面是一个活的东西。
May the Lord be merciful to us that His will within us is a living thing.
活到一个地步，它可以在我生命中成为动力，成为方向，成为神引导我的那个主要带领。
It must be living in us to the extent that it becomes a driving force.
第二段的圣经在启示录第五章第七节到这个第十节。
And the next passage is Revelation 5, 7 to 10.
这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿着书卷。
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
他既拿了书卷，是活物和24位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷， 配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
叫他们成为 国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
这里一个宣告就是被主耶稣的宝血，被他羔羊的血买赎回来的人。
This is a proclamation of those who were purchased by the blood of the Lamb.
买回来的人不是只留在地上，要归于神。所以呢，神现在在天上，主耶稣在天上，他应该是跟天上的主是有实际的互动交通的。
So these people will not be left on earth, but will be returned to heaven. So that means that on earth, their life should have a living relationship with heaven.
所以又叫他们成为国度，这国民就是国度。就是他神就因为有这样的实际，天跟信主的人，天跟教会是一个活的关系，所以神就在那里工作，使他有国度的地位，并且有国度的实际。
And because of this living relationship between the believers and between heaven, then the result is that they are made to have the reality of the kingdom and the position of the kingdom.
不但如此，而且成为祭司，不但他被带到神的面前。在宝座前，他也可以把神的同在带到他所在的一切地方。
And they are also made into priests, so they are brought before God's presence, and they bring God's presence wherever they go.
我想大部分弟兄姊妹都工作。
I believe that most people here are working now.
我想问一个问题。
I have a question.
你去那边工作，你去那个公司或去那个单位工作，你有没有把神的同在带到那个地方？
My question to you is, when you go to your workplace, have you brought the presence of God to that place?
或者你有没有把神的王权带到那个地方？
Or have you brought His sovereignty to that place?
如果没有，今天开始想想看，问问主，怎样可以成为实际？
If that hasn't happened yet, then you should go to the Lord and ask Him how that can become a reality.
你可能在你工作的范围中，在你接触的人当中，他们要遇见神。你是那位神派去的大使。
Perhaps you are the ambassador God has sent to that place, so that those colleagues can know God.
你不是只完成老板交代的工作而已。
You aren't only doing the work that your boss has given you.
你不是只完成做完的工作，每个月或每两个礼拜有一个 check 进到自己的口袋里面就够了。
It isn't enough for you to have the goal that every one or two weeks, as you finish your work, you get a check.
你是神在他主宰的安排底下进到那个公司，进到那个单位。
But under God's order, you have been sent to that workplace.
但你不是在那里让人看到说，哎呀，你们信耶稣人跟我们也没什么差别。
And you're not there to show people that you're no different from a non-believer.
更糟糕的是，你们信耶稣都比我这不信耶稣还糟糕。
Or even worse, that the non-believers see you and they think you're worse than them.
那这样就糟糕了。
Now that's terrible.
这样不但没有把神的同在带下去，而且什么？亏缺神荣耀的东西摆在世人当中。
Instead of bringing God's glory to the people, instead you have brought shame to God's name.
你想想看，如果你是因为这样子在那里工作，你的工作挑战性还不在于那个专业而已。
So consider, if that is the purpose why you are in that workplace, then the difficulty isn't only the work that you're doing.
你的工作的重大挑战是你跟神的关系，你跟天的关系是活的。是联系的 是通畅的还是中断的
Rather, the key thing is whether when you're in the workplace, whether your relationship with heaven is living or if it is dead.
这是严肃的事。
That's a very serious matter.
就是学生也是这样。
It's the same if you're a student.
你不是说、哦、我只要拿个 A 就好了。
Your goal isn't just to get an A.
有的拿 A 是用不择手段拿的。
Sometimes people use less honest methods to get an A.
有人没有拿 A, 可是他是被神悦纳的。
And some people have not gotten an A, but they were accepted by God.
有人甚至被当掉，但他是被神悦纳的。
Perhaps some people were rejected, but they were accepted of God.
所以那个成绩不是代表一切的。
So the your grade does not represent everything.
你要看到说这个学生在那里是有神的同在还是没有神的同在。
Rather, the question is whether when the student is there, is God's presence there or not?
所以不管你是高中的，你是初中的，你是大学的，你是研究生，你是什么学生，你都可以把神带到那当中去。
It doesn't matter what stage of a student you're in. You can bring God's presence wherever you are.
如果我们跟神的关系是不交通的，
If we don't have fellowship with God,
我们跟天的关系是中断的，或者是断断续续的。
If our relationship with heaven is unstable or even cut off,
所以有很多羞辱我们的事或者羞辱主名的事情就发生了。
And many things that can bring shame to God's name happen.
所以这是很实际的。
So this is very practical.
这个不是唱高调。
This is not something that is high key.
你知道我讲一个例子给你听。
Let me give you an example.
我那个时候在政管会工作的时候。
When I was working in
Stock Exchange Committee.
When I was working in the Stock Exchange Committee,
我在那个时候，台湾最快的火车是自强号。
So that one of the fastest trains in Taiwan.
那这个呢，最快的火车呢，要四天前开始卖票。
So you can buy tickets 4 days in advance.
我呢，被派出去中工作的时候，有的时候是当天被派。最快也是昨天晚上，今天要去，昨天晚上要下班以前被派。
Now, if I was ever sent to go somewhere for my job, usually I would get the notification either the night before or more commonly on the day of.
所以大部分的机会来讲的话，就是那些票都卖完了。
So usually the express train tickets are all gone.
不过很感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
在他主宰的安排里面呢，我在服兵役的时候呢，有一段时间当火车站的驻站军官。
Thank the Lord that in His arrangement, while I was serving my when I was doing my military service, I had a position in the train station.
那你站在驻站军官有一件事情做什么呢
？So what is one thing that you do there？
有一件事情就是帮大官那些将官呐、啊，反正就是大官。帮他买火车票。
You help the high ranking. One of the jobs you had was to help the high ranking officials to buy tickets.
就是所有的那个告示牌都说满了，满了，满了，满了，但是我还可以买到票。
So that means that if all the tickets are sold out, you can still purchase a ticket.
所以我知道这里有一个特殊的保留在那里。
So I knew that there were certain seats that were reserved.
但是我呢，因为是代表军方的，我有权柄，我就跟去站长说。我现在要四张票，你就得给我四张票。
So when I was doing my military service, as the authority given to me as a soldier, I could say that I needed 4 tickets, and they would give me 4 tickets.
可是我现在是在政管会工作，我不是军方的那个驻站军官了。
But now I was working in the stock exchange. I was no longer a military officer.
所以在我专以前做过的事来讲，我知道还有，但是呢，你拿不到。
So I knew that there were certain tickets that were still available, but you couldn't get it.
所以我就跟主祷告了。
I then prayed to the Lord.
我说你来安排了。我知道有，但是呢，我拿不到。
I told the Lord, may you arrange it. I know that the tickets exist, but I can't get them.
你就在我刚好我去的时候，他已经放出来了，我就买到了。
And I prayed that when I got to the station, may it be that they had already made those tickets available so that I could purchase them.
所以果然我每一次去。每次都买到。
Indeed, each time I got there, I was able to buy the ticket.
那我同事就很稀奇啊，奇怪，怎么别人买不到，你就买得到
？And my other colleagues were very surprised. Most people couldn't find those tickets, but you were able to buy them.
但是啊，虽然我知道有，但是如果主顾把它放出来了，我也是买不到。
Because even though I knew that those tickets existed, if the Lord didn't make them available, there was no way I could purchase them.
所以主不但让我知道有这个管道，那我向主仰望。结果主就每一次都给我。
So I knew that there was this way out, and I prayed to the Lord. He made it available so that I could always get them.
甚至有一次，我让我同事站在那里看，你看我没有作假哈，我没有找这种黑，就是这种暗盘的这关系。
And I even once told my colleagues, "See, you can stand here. You can see that I'm not using any unscrupulous methods."
我就是在正常的这个买票的管道里面。就买到。
But I can purchase them even in the ordinary ticket booth.
所以他看了奇怪，他说奇怪，你怎么？这你的主耶稣真的很奇怪。
And my colleague said, "Your Lord Jesus is really strange."
所以当这几次一发生之后，我再跟他讲耶稣的时候，他就好像他就比较
比较容易听。
And after these things happened a few times, when I talked to him about Jesus, he was more willing to listen.
所以我们得救是被带到神面前。
So when we're saved, we're brought before God's presence.
所以不管我们是人家帮助我们得救的。
So whether someone helps you to become saved,
或者我们带人家得救。
Or whether we're bringing someone to the Lord,
我们都应该被带到神面前。
We should all be brought before God's presence.
如果没有到神面前。
If not,
那我们认识或经历这个救恩就有缺陷。
Then our experience of this salvation will be lacking.
所以这是个重要的。
So that's very important.
那第三段。
The third passage.
启示录十二章。
Revelation 12.
第九十十一节啊。
Verses 9-11.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down. He who accuses them before our God day and night.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death.
再读十一节哈，十二节。
And verse
12. 所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
For this reason rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time.
第十节有个重点。
There's a key point in verse 10.
我神的救恩能力国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。
Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come.
所以这里这个来到是产生宇宙性的影响。
And because these things have come, that has caused us, it has influenced the entire universe.
所以是撒旦从空中摔下来。
Satan was kicked out from the air.
他当然一面是男孩子被踢。但是他的背体其实就是什么？这个神的救恩能力国度，并他基督的权柄都来到。
And on one hand, there's also the man-child who was raptured. But the other is that now the salvation, power, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come.
所以这里特别鼓励我们：你不但得救，我们需要认识全备的救恩。
So here we're encouraged that you must be saved. But even more so, you must understand this full salvation.
我们不但要认识全备，要进入这全备的救恩，而且还要得到神的能力。
And we enter into this full salvation, but even more, we must receive the power of God.
不管是我们生活也好，我们侍奉也好，我们要从神那里得能力。
Our power must come from God, whether in our daily lives or in our service.
千万不要活在一种假象里面，用人的能力来假冒神的能力。
Don't live in a hypocritical situation where we use human power to replace God's power.
是神的能力，就是神的能力。
If it's the power of God, then it's the power of God.
属地的能力不能代替属天的能力。
The earthly power cannot be brought into heaven.
人的能力是没有办法跟神的能力来比较的。
And human power cannot be compared with God's power.
而且这里特别告诉我们，国度就是。我们需要主不但让我们认识国度，进入国度，能够见证国度。
And we must enter into the kingdom, we must know the kingdom, and we must build up the kingdom.
还有另外就是他基督的权柄。
And the authority of his Christ.
基督是受膏的意思。
Christ means the anointed one.
也就是圣灵要在我们身上显出他的权柄。
So the Holy Spirit wants to reveal his authority in us.
基督的权柄是为了基督的身体。
The authority of Christ is for the body of Christ.
基督的身体，基督的权柄，不是只为着单位的个人，是为基督的身体能够长大成熟，满有基督的身量。
The authority of Christ isn't just for an individual believer. The authority of Christ is for the entire church, that the church can grow and become and grow into the fullness of Christ.
所以你就会发现，天给我们有很多需要认识、需要经历的。
So you see that regarding heaven, there are many things that we need to know and experience.
很多都是超过我们头脑可以明白的。
Many of these things are beyond what our brains can understand.
但是我们愿意的话，不但进入了实际，而且产生宇宙性的影响。
But if we're willing, then we can enter into that, that reality, and it can cause a universal influence.
所以你知道今天我们个人跟团体，我们教会的追求，不是只为着好像制造一个气氛的。
So today our individual or our church pursuits isn't just to create some atmosphere.
也不是要跟别人比较的。
And it's not to compare with other people.
也不是要向别人证明我们比别人好。
And you're not trying to say that you're better than other people.
那都不重要。
Those things are not important.
重要的是，你有没有来到一个关键，让撒旦从空中摔下来。
Have you come to a the key thing is have you come to a point to testify and to see that Satan is kicked out of heaven?
有没有来到一个关键，像刚才我们唱的诗歌，耶稣全能的名，让罪使撒旦通通都没有能力。
Have you reached to an understanding as we sang earlier in the hymn that in the mighty name of Jesus conquering Satan, death and sin?
所以我们更多看到做宝座的主，更多明白他的心意。我们就更多知道怎么样在这样的时间当中，在这样的追求当中该做什么。
So the more you come into an understanding of heaven, then you know what to do in this age.
不会把次要的变成重要的。
You won't make the secondary things the important things.
你知道你面对这个属灵征战是非常的强烈的。
You face a very fierce spiritual battle.
你知道属灵征战是讲不清楚的。
And it is something that you can't fully express with words.
你知道很多事情是要命的。
And many things will cost your life.
弟兄姊妹正在跟随主，正在处于要命的状况，我们是处于什么状况？
So some brothers and sisters following the Lord are in a life or death situation. What about you?
救恩，神的救恩能力国度，并他基督的权柄。
But here you see here you see the salvation power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ.
我们光认识上，我们都觉得好像跟不上。
We already feel that it is difficult for us to understand.
这里呢说都来到了，也就是成全了。
But here it says that these things have already come, which means that they have already been accomplished.
所以我们今天是在这样的一个过程中。
So today we're still in this process.
所以我们今天是这一段话的候选人。
So today we are the
我们是这段话的候选人，就是candidate.
So we are the candidates for this passage.
所以这些来到有可能在我们当中的弟兄姊妹，或者全体，或者部分，得到这个时机。
So perhaps of all of us sitting here, maybe all of us or some of us can attain to this reality.
所以你若注意这个，我们该当怎样迎接神
？So then, how should we meet God?
我们该当怎样活在神的面前？
How should we live before His presence?
我们该当怎样注意他的旨意？
How should we pay attention to His will?
我们该当怎样有属天的实际？
How should we have this heavenly reality?
这都变成很实在的东西。
Now these become very practical matters.
你该当怎样在你所有的机会里面，你跟天是一个活的关系？
In all aspects, you should have a living relationship with heaven.
虽然我们人生遇到种种不同的问题。
Even though you run into many different issues in your life,
有各种不同的压力
and perhaps you have stress or pressure from different things,
那个不是叫我们被这些东西捆绑
you aren't bound by those things.
那是要证明我们所信的主要把我们从种种的压力、种种的挑战中，他是得胜的
Rather, in all these struggles and all this pressure, the Lord testifies that He causes us to overcome them all.
他已经把撒旦的头打破了。
He has already bruised the head of Satan.
他已经从死里复活了。
He has already risen from the dead.
他已经升上高天，地对他再没有限制。
He has already ascended into heaven, so the earth has no power over him.
这样宝贵的救主， 住在你里面，住在我里面。
And this precious Savior lives in each one of us.
所以我们来聚会，我们不能光说你能给我什么。
So when we come to the gathering, we can't just ask, "What can you give us?"
我们应该说，我能把怎样把天的同在带进来。
The question should be, "How can I bring the reality of heaven into the midst?"
我怎样能够把主的同在带进来
？How do I bring in the presence of the Lord?
使弟兄姊妹在一起认识天、认识主，能更有增加。
So that brothers and sisters can even more understand the Lord and understand heaven.
叫我们在神面前进入超越的丰富。
So that before God's presence, we can experience the surpassing abundance.
如果天上宝座前是赞美的。
If they are praising the Lord before His throne.
如果活在天的实际里面。
If we live in the reality of heaven.
除非天有话责备我们。
Unless if heaven has a word to rebuke us.
我应该把在天在宝座前的喜乐，在宝座前的赞美带到地上来。
The joy and praise in heaven should be brought down to earth.
带到工作中。
We bring it to our workplaces.
带到家庭中。
We bring it in our families.
带到圣徒的聚集中。
We bring it into all the gatherings of the saints.
带到一起可以认识主的机会中。
We bring it so that we can all together know the Lord.
使神的救恩能力国度，并他基督的权柄来到。
So that the salvation, the power, and kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ can come.
所以你碰到这个实际，就碰到天的东西。
If you touch this reality, then you touch heaven.
你不要觉得天是很抽象。
So don't think that heaven is an abstract concept.
它有抽象的面，但它有实际的面。
There is the abstract side, but there is also the practical side.
它有难以明白的面，但它有很可以经历的那面。
There is the part that is hard to understand, but there is also the part that is very easy to experience, that is very readily experienced.
我们要把我们的心转向主。
We should turn our hearts to the Lord.
把我们的心转向宝座。
Turn our hearts to the throne.
主开我们的心窍。
That the Lord can enlighten us.
我们觉得困难的东西就变得很容易了。
Then the difficult things become simple.
千万不要被任何的人事物给限制了你这个机会。
Don't let anything limit you from this opportunity.
帮助我们的信主的人，我们非常感激他。
If there are those saints that help us, then we are grateful for them.
但是如果他限制了我跟主的关系，我要越过这个，进入跟主那个更好的关系。
But if that brother causes you to be limited in your understanding of the Lord, then you must surpass that.
这不是轻看人对我们的帮助。
It's not to look lightly upon those who can help you.
这是要进入神呼召我们，神创造我们，神拯救我们那个宝贵的心意，他所要达到的，我们应该达到。
Rather, the precious will that the Lord has when He created us, we should be able to attain to that.
我们不受别人的限制，也不受自己的限制。
We aren't limited by ourselves or by other people.
有的时候别人不能限制我们。
Perhaps it's not other people who limit you.
是我自己限制了自己。
But you have limited yourself.
我有很多的软弱。
Sometimes you have many weaknesses.
我很多很容易失败。
And sometimes it is easy for you to fail.
我该悔改，就应该认真的悔改。
You should repent.
我应该要神的怜悯，就求神怜悯我。
If you need the Lord to be merciful to you, then ask the Lord to be merciful.
不要我这个自己拦阻了我进入神旨意的丰富。
Don't let yourself be the reason that you're unable to enter into the riches of Christ.
许多最后的影响都不是别人。
Many times the influences of sin isn't from other people.
最后拦阻我们的因素就是我。
But rather, the ultimate cause of hindering yourself is yourself.
就是我们这个己。
It's the self.
所以我们要否认自己。
So you must deny the self.
所以十字架的经历应该要很丰富。
So you should have many rich experiences of the cross.
十字架经历不是老是讲的受苦受苦受苦。
And speaking of the cross isn't just talking about suffering.
十字架经历是父啊，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
But the experience of the cross simply means according to the Father's will, not your own will.
这反而是叫我们得拯救。
And that should cause us to be set free.
叫我们得成长。
It should cause us to grow.
叫我们进丰富。
It should cause us to enter into richness.
叫我们得建造。
It should cause us to be built up.
啊，我不晓得你们在生活上的经历怎样。
I don't know what your experiences in your day-to-day lives are like.
我以前打球的时候啊。
But in the past when I played sports.
我如果有几场表现很好。
Sometimes there might be a few games where I did very well.
然后我就觉得我当然要表现很好。
And I think to myself, of course I should be doing well.
所以在这场比赛之前，我觉得我应该表现很好。
So before the next game, I think I should do well this game.
所以我的心态是我已经表现很好。So
my mentality is I've already done well.
所以我的心是高傲的。So
I'm in a prideful situation.
其实我身体还是一样。Actually,
my personal bodily condition is the same.
我的技术还是一样。And
my skills are still the same.
甚至我的对手还不见得比较强。
And perhaps my opponents aren't necessarily even weaker.
但只要我这个挤一出来,
but as soon as myself comes out,
我怎么样都不会表现好,
somehow I can't do well at all.
好像以前很容易的,
it's like those skills that seemed to be very simple suddenly became difficult.
谁影响?
Whose influence was that from?
我,
for myself.
我,
myself.
所以我在年轻的时候, 一直想办法让自己，那时候我是觉得很，好像很容易有压力或者紧张。
Now back then, I thought it was because it was easy for me to become nervous or to be stressed out.
所以我花了很多的力气精神哈，去想说怎样可以放松自己 ，relax.
So I spent so much effort on trying to find out how I could relax.
因为那时候还没有信主。
Because that was before I was saved.
哎呀，所以呢，常常有时候想办法有一点。 有一点做出一点东西出来，但一下又不行，又下去了。So
sometimes I would think of something, and there would be a few results, but then very quickly the results would be in vain.
所以光要使自己冷静都变得很不容易。And
in fact, it became very difficult for me to feel calm.
不晓得你们的经历怎么样，我自己觉得要使我这个天然人冷静下来，那可是挺费力的。
So I don't know about you, but for myself, if I want to make myself feel calm, it takes a lot of effort.
但是当我开始经历主,
but when I started experiencing the Lord,
我开始认识了主,
when I started to know the Lord,
我就发现主已经做成了,祂的平安就是我的平安,祂的安息就是我的安息,我就能冷静,我就能安息,我就能正常表现。
I realized that the Lord's peace is my peace and that the Lord's rest is my rest. So then I could be calm and I could perform properly.
所以这是很多
So those are things that you should experience.
第四段,
and the fourth passage,
在启示录19章,
Revelation 19,
第六节到第十节, 啊,
Verse 6 to 10,
我听见好像群众的声音,众水的声音,大雷的声音, 说哈利路亚, 因为主我们的神, 全能者,
Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of many peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
主我们的神作王。
Our Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹自己也预备好了。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。It
was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说， 这是神真实的话。
Then he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God.
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他。他说，千万不可，我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄，同是做仆人的。你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
所以这有一个特别的提醒。
Here's a very important reminder.
凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的，有福了。
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这是不是你觉得有福的事？
Do you think that's a blessing?
这个有福，这个福。 你要不要追求?
Do you want to pursue this blessing?
你如果愿意追求, 你就要预备成为羔羊的心腹。
If you're willing to pursue this blessing, then you have to prepare yourself as the bride of the Lamb.
这是属天的。
This is a heavenly matter.
所以如果我们愿意主再来的时候, 我们能够进入婚宴。
If we are willing to enter into that marriage supper when the Lord returns,
能够以代表的身份，新妇装饰整齐了。
To be representative in the position of the bride having made herself ready.
那个不是说我们都不预备，就突然就好了，我们就已经就可以了。
It doesn't mean that you don't prepare yourself at all, and all of a sudden you're ready.
所以这个是天的事情。
So this is a heavenly matter.
你若往这个方向去寻求
，If you seek in this direction,
你就发现。这里说有一个光明洁白的细麻衣。
You see that there is a clothing in fine linen.
会发光。
It is bright and clean.
又是白的。
Bright, clean and white.
白到发光。这里，这是什么？圣徒所行的义。
And that's the righteous acts of the saints.
也就是活在神面前，那个神的义不但是遮盖我们了，而且神的义从我们身上发出光出来。
So that means that when you live before God's presence, His righteousness covers you, but then His righteousness also shines from you.
这个不是律法的，这个不是外面这个人用人的力量做成的。
And that's not an outside law. That's not by human work.
这个后面是有强大的得胜的生命。
But behind this is a victorious life.
你知道哈，你讲到义哈，我们常就是只觉得对和错而已。
Oftentimes when we speak of righteousness, we think that it is a matter of right and wrong.
你知道我们是称义的人被放在一个无义的环境底下。
You know that we are people who have been justified, but we've been placed in an unrighteous environment.
所以你要知道说你已经称义了，但是你被摆在不义的环境底下，你可能不想犯罪，但是什么？你的周围什么？是要挑动你的，是要引诱你的，是要刺激你的，甚至怎么样？把你压下去的。
So you've been justified. You've been placed in an unjust, unrighteous environment, and your circumstances are trying to tempt you, trying to stir you up, and cause you to be suppressed.
所以这个要发出光来，这是挺不容易的。
So it is very difficult for you to shine forth as light.
你知道我们在说谎的环境里面，你如果不说谎，你几乎没有机会的，你很多机会都失去了。
In this world of lies, if you choose not to lie, you lose in many opportunities.
但是如果你能够因为主的缘故，你活在不说谎的世界里面。
But if you live in a reality of not saying lies because of the life of the Lord.
神的同在，神的能力，神的工作要借着你送出去。
Then His presence, His power, the power of His life will be brought forth from you.
有个弟兄做生意的。
There was one brother who was working in business.
他没有信主的做生意是想尽一切办法抢机会。
And before he became saved, he tried to take every opportunity possible to get ahead.
所以抢抢抢，抢到一个最后一个地步呢，自己身体抢坏。
And it got to a point where his body condition deteriorated.
坏到什么地步呢
？And how bad was it?
每个礼拜需要三次洗肾。
He had to do dialysis 3 times a week.
四个小时还不够，还要五个小时。
And it had to be 5-hour sessions, not even 4-hour sessions.
然后就在那样的情况底下，他在那个大概那个阶段，他信了主。
And during that process, he came to know the Lord.
然后主让他经过了好些事情之后
，And after many different matters,
他开始想一个问题。
He started considering a question.
还要像以前那样的方式来做生意吗
？Do I still want to use my former methods to do business?
我用尽人的办法来争取那个机会。
I use human methods to get ahead and take all opportunities.
他的确生意做得不错。
Indeed, he did a pretty. He,
他的确赚了
was very good.
的确赚了不少钱。
He earned a lot of money.
但是这个身体已经在一个崩溃的边缘。
But his bodily condition was almost destroyed.
所以他在经过主带领他一段时间之后
，So as the Lord continued to guide him,
他终于有一天做一个决定。
One day he finally decided.
我要改变我做生意的方式。
That he was going to change the way he did business.
第一个，我做个诚实人。
First, he will be an honest man.
你知道做生意做诚实人是很困难的。
And you know, in the business world, it is very difficult to be an honest man.
商场上充满了诡诈。
There is much deceit in the business world.
你要做个诚实人是，你很多机会恐怕都没有了。
If you want to be an honest person, you lose on many opportunities.
但他愿意做个诚实人。
But he was willing.
所以他就算，我这个这笔生意呢，我的成本是这么多。
So he was calculating that his accounts, that he had this, that his capital was worth that much.
Cost.
His cost was worth this much.
所以 我不能赔本，没有人要做赔本生意嘛，对不对
？So no one wants to lose money in a business.
那我应该有一个基本的这个利润是这样。
So I need to have a basic profit.
这是合理的，这个不是这个赚很，就是特别赚很多的。
And that's a reasonable profit. It's not an excessive profit.
然后呢，他总共通通算起来，所以他开始报价。
And after he calculated that, he began to record his costs.
他自己知道。这样报出去一定是价钱比别人贵。
He knew that if he did it this way, his costs would be that the costs would all be more expensive than other people.
所以果然他做了这个决定之后，他就这样报价，这样做生意。
And indeed, he continued to do this, and that's how he did business.
结果呢，果然呢，人家都不选他的，就是不买他的东西。
And sure enough, people stopped buying his products.
那但是呢，主很怜悯他，他那个大生意呢都没有。但是呢，他其他的那些没有注意到的那些生意呢，神还是继续给他。
But the Lord was merciful to him. Although the big businesses that he did started to fail, those small things that he did business in, the Lord continued to keep them.
所以虽然那一年多哈，将近两年的时间，一个大生意都没做到。
So in 2 years, he wasn't able to land any big actions.
他说，到了年终，他跟我讲说。主耶稣都没有亏待我。
But at the end of the year, he said, "The Lord did not count me short."
我一个大生意都没做到，我公司一点都没有亏本。
He said that my business did not lose any money, even though I didn't land any big deals.
我的利润甚至比以前更好。
And in fact, my profit was better than it was before.
然后他说，哎，这是很奇妙的事。
He said, "This is an amazing thing."
大的都没有，但是呢，那些零零散散的那些人，哎，让他呢。不但基本利润维持住了，而且他公司一点，他经营上是更加的进步。
So even though he didn't land any of the big deals, the small deals allowed his business to continue to thrive.
过了那个没有的阶段。
And after a period of not having any,
哎，开始别人来找他了。
All of a sudden, people started looking for him again.
然后他就想说，你知道我是不降价的。
And he told them, you know that I don't lower my cost.
我现在是不杀价的，以前杀的，现在是不杀价的。
In the past, I was willing to do bargains. Now I don't.
他说没关系，我们就是要你。
But they said it's okay. We want your business.
然后最后他做成了，他说你为什么要我？我不是最便宜的吧
？And afterwards, when the transaction was successful, he asked, "Why did you want me? You know I'm not the cheapest."
他说我们经过这段时间选了别人了。
They said during this time we chose to do business with other people.
我们发现问题百出啊，造成我们呢付的代价更大。
But they said when we did business with other people, the problems that we ran into caused our companies to lose more money.
所以我们知道你的价钱是比较贵，但是呢你是比较可靠的。
So we know that your price is more expensive, but you're more trustworthy.
所以他呢生意就越做越大。
And because of that, his business became better and better.
他不要说谎。
He chose not to lie.
神做他的这些生意上的指导。
And the Lord guided him in all his business transactions.
所以这是不容易的事。
That's not an easy thing to do.
所以我们是在一个黑暗的环境里面。
We live in a dark environment.
所以如果我们愿意专心依靠主。
If we're willing to pay attention to trust in the Lord.
走在主给我们的生命道路底下。
To walk on the way of life that he's given us.
你不但称义了。
You're justified.
诚意要发光出来的。
And even more, the righteousness will shine forth as light from you.
但这个是一件一件、一点一点经历的。
So that's one little experience after another.
这个不是只经历一次。
It's not a one-time experience.
不是我们成功一次，但是99次都是失败的。
It doesn't mean that you succeed once and you fail 99 times.
主要让我们成功的那一次就有下一次的成功。
After one success, the Lord wants us to have another success.
然后显出诚意的。生命出来，显出诚意的见证出来。
And that testimony and that righteous life is demonstrated.
所以这是一个很难的学习。
So that's a very difficult lesson.
但是它是心腹装饰整齐的过程。
But it's the process by which the bride makes herself ready.
所以你如果在这样的装饰中，你摸到天。
So in this process, you touch heaven.
因为主再来的时候，就是要迎接、迎娶这些人。
Because when the Lord returns, He wants to receive these people.
所以这是需要主怜悯我们的。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
不要以为天的事情都是看不懂的。
Don't think that the matters of heaven are things you can't understand.
这是看得懂的。
You can understand.
我跟神的关系正常不正常，看得懂的。
Is your relationship with God normal or not? That you can understand.
我跟人的关系正常不正常，当然看得懂。
Is your relationship with other people normal? That you can also understand.
不正常就是不正常。
If it's abnormal, you know it's abnormal.
你不能把不正常当作正常。
You can't treat the abnormal as normal.
这个世界是把不正常当正常。
The world treats abnormal things as normal.
骗人是正常的。
It is normal to lie.
谎言是正常的。
Falsehood is normal.
欺压人是正常的。
It is normal to oppress people.
那些叫人受亏损、拦阻人亲近神是正常的。
It is normal to prevent people from approaching God.
但你能不能在这样的环境中，跟神那个鲜活的关系带到当中呢？
But in such a hostile environment, are you able to bring that reality of an open heaven into the midst?
带到你的家中。
Bring it to your households.
带到你家人当中的互动。
Bring it in all your interactions with your relatives.
有时候我们家人的互动是不讲道理的。
Sometimes in our family, family actions, you don't.
就是
Sometimes they seem unreasonable.
就是我们不讨主喜悦，我们也可以接受的。
That sometimes things that are displeasing to the Lord, you accept it.
如果我们是这样的父母
，If you're such a parent,
你要带你的儿女信主，相当困难。
It is very difficult for you to bring your children to know the Lord.
如果我们是这样的人，我们要带我们的父母信主，也相当困难。
Or if you're such a person and you want to bring your parents to know the Lord, that is also difficult.
因为我们跟没有信主的时候，不但是一样，有的时候还可能更差。
Because we're the same as before we were saved, or maybe we're even worse than before we were
saved. 如果我们是这样的人，要帮助弟兄姊妹来到主面前，那是没门的事啊。
In that type of condition, if you want to bring other people to the Lord, then it's impossible.
我们不活在主面前，又要把人带到主面前，你想想看，这怎么可能的事情？
Consider if you don't live before God's presence and you want to bring people to God's presence, how is that even possible?
除非我们做照着主的心意，活在神面前，照着主的心意，活在圣徒当中。
You must live before the Lord's presence according to His will, individually and before the saints.
否则，没有人会羡慕我们所信的是什么。
Otherwise, no one would desire what you believe in.
你若真的活在神面前，你就是人家，你就是在一个最角落，人家都会发现你这个人有神的同在。
If you truly live before God's presence, even if you stay in a little corner, people will notice that you have God's presence.
你不需要开口闭口讲说我被圣灵充满，你不要开口闭口讲说我有神的代表，我是神的代表，不需要讲这个东西。
You don't need to use any outward expression of I am filled with the Holy Spirit or outwardly proclaim that you are God's chosen one.
你只要是真的顺服神，你顺服宝座，你不讲任何事情，你不讲任何话，你要觉得你这个人不一样。
If you truly are led by the Holy Spirit, if you're truly led by heaven, people can see that you're different.
你这个人里面有一个能力，或者有一个主宰，有一个主在那里是能。讲不清楚的，但是知道不一样。
That people can see that within you there's a power, there's a Lord. They can't fully express it, but they know it's different.
如果我们只活在旧造里面，一点都不新鲜，那不是新造。
If we live in the old creation, nothing is new, and that is not the new creation.
一点都不能吸引人。
It will not draw anyone.
不吸引我们自己，也不吸引别人。
It's not attracted to ourselves, and it's not attracted to other people.
唯一只有被撒旦利用而已。
The only thing it does is to lift up Satan.
这是严肃的事。
That's a very serious matter.
新妇装饰整齐。
The bride has made herself ready.
我们在这个过程中。
We are in this process.
你看重这个。
Do you care about this?
你进入这个。
Do you enter into this?
你愿意主教我，我不懂的，能够让我能懂。
If you don't understand, are you willing to ask the Lord to help you understand?
你愿意让主怜悯。我没有办法进到那个实际，我实在达不到这样的水准。但是主怜悯中把我带到那个生命的实际，生命的丰富。
If you can't attain to that standard, do you ask the Lord to be merciful that He brings you to that standard?
这是天的工作，天在地彰显。
That is the work of heaven, and that is heaven revealed on earth.
在个人在团体身上做奇妙的工作。
That he does the amazing work individually and corporately.
第五段圣经,
and a fifth passage.
启示录第21章,
Revelation 21.
我们从第一节看到, 第五节,
From verse 1 to verse 5.
我又看见一个新天新地, 因为先前的天地已经过去了,还也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。And
I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
我听见有大声音从宝座中出来，说：“看，神的帐幕在人间。” 他要与人同住，他要做他们的，他们要做他的子民，他神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。And
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away.
坐宝座的说，看，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。And
he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true.
第六节,
In verse 6.
他又对我说，都成了。 我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。Then
he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water, of the water of life without cost.
这里有很多重点，不过我简单提一两个就好。So
there are many points in this passage, and I'll just mention one or two.
一切都更新了。All
things have been made new.
新造。
The new creation.
这是新造,
That's the new creation.
你知道我们是正在新造,
you know that we are currently being built into the new creation.
所以如果我信主, 但是我的生活跟没有信主, 没什么两样, 可能我没有在这个实际的过程中。
So if your life after being saved is the same as before you were saved, then perhaps this reality isn't working in your life yet.
新造,
new creation.
然后这有一个城是 新耶路撒冷从天而降。And
here you see the new Jerusalem, the holy city coming down out of heaven.
所以这个城的建造是在天上在建造的。That
means that this city is being built in heaven.
是建好了才下来的。After
it's built, then it descends from heaven.
所以它是永远的。So
it's eternal.
所以这里面有很多功课跟我们有关系。Here
there are many lessons that are connected to us.
当然你要详细看新耶路撒冷很多面。
Now, if you want to look into the New Jerusalem in detail, there are many different aspects.
还有一面就是神的帐幕在人间。
Another aspect is the tabernacle of God is among men.
他要与人同住。
And he will dwell among them.
所以这是殿的那个方面。
So that's the aspect of the temple.
所以今天我们如果在神面前能够进入神的殿的那个生活的实际。
Today, if we live in a life of being before God's temple,
进入新造。
To enter into the reality of having a new life. That's all heavenly matters.
你知道在旧约里面我们现在最近读这个希伯来书第十一章,
Recently we've been studying Hebrews 11.
亚伯拉罕在地上的生活, 他得到应许的那块地,
Abraham's life on earth. He received the land of promise.
他经过了许多的阶段,
He went through many different parts of his life.
他逐渐地知道,
And he knew.
以色列地是一面,
that the land of Israel was one aspect.
但是以色列地其实不是最终的,
but the land of Israel, the land itself was not the ultimate goal.
最终的什么? 他等候的是神所经营、所建造的那座城。
Rather, he waited for the city whose builder and architect is God.
所以那个经营是什么? 那个经营就是神精雕细琢。
So it means that God is the one who is sculpting it until it's done.
所以我们是在地上生活。
So we live on earth.
如果我们活在神面前，
if we live before God's presence，
我们遇到这个事，遇到那个事，
if we run into this matter or that matter，
遇到这个人，遇到那个人，
if we run into this person or the other person，
遇到这个环境，遇到那个环境，
or if we're in so-and-so circumstance or some other circumstance，
如果我们看不懂，
if we don't understand，
我们就说老天真没眼睛啊，
we may say that，
老天真没眼睛啊，
that heaven is not looking。
怎么要把我这么好的人放在这个样子呢？放在这个地方，或放在那个人当中呢？
Why would you put such a good person that I am among such people or in such a place?
所以我们常会发生一个情况。
So oftentimes we have this certain condition.
啊，假设啊，假设你找工作啊，你想去那个公司，但是呢，那个公司没要你，你另外一个公司去你看不起的公司要你。
And for example, let's say that you were applying for a job, and job A, which is the one you wanted, rejected you, and job B, the one that you thought you couldn't care about that job, was the one that accepted you.
你会不会觉得怀才不遇啊？
Do you feel unjust?
那家公司太没眼光了。
You think that that job, that they have no sight.
我这个人才怎么可以不录取我呢？
Such a person that I am, how could they not accept me?
恐怕事情不一定是这样。
But perhaps that's not what's going on.
因为神知道你在这个公司比去那个公司好。
God knows that if you go to a certain other job, it's better than if you go to this job.
神知道你在这个环境比在那个环境好。
God knows that in that other circumstance, it's better than if you go into that circumstance.
神知道你在这里碰到的这些人对你有帮助。
God knows that the people that you might meet in job B are better for you.
到那边去可能对你不是最好。
And if you go to the other job, maybe it's not so good.
但是这许多过程是什么？就是神在，你知道这个，你如果去看那个做陶器啊，或者做那些很精雕细琢的东西，你知道他的这个手在一直在改变那个被做的东西。
Now if you go to see how a pottery or a sculptor makes their work, you know that their hands are constantly shaping and reshaping the material.
所以你知道，我们今天是在新耶路撒冷建造的过程中。
Today we're in the process of the New Jerusalem being built up.
我们是那个被建造的。
We are the people being built.
我们如果真的建造好，就从天而降。
If we are truly built well, then that's as heaven, as descending from heaven.
所以你知道这个那些巧匠啊，他有时候用很有时候用锤子锤，对不对？有时候用那个很细的在那里戳啊，在那里弄啊，然后在那里磨啊，各种方式。
So you know that the sculptors, sometimes they use very coarse materials, or sometimes they use very fine sculpting.
所以今天你在家里也好，你在教会也好，你在工作上也好，你在学校也好，你在各种机会，你遇到那些让你有时候觉得很难、很想不通的东西，但你知道，如果你是一个认识主、是一个交给主的人，你知道神在做什么精雕细琢的工作。
So in your circumstances, whether at home, at church, at school, or at work, you might run into some inexplicable circumstances, but you know that the Lord is doing the work of sculpting you.
所以经营那面讲到神很多巧很巧妙的工作。
So the architect suggests that God is the one who is doing the work of sculpting.
建造这个词，我想你们应该没有想到。
And the term builder or maker, perhaps you haven't thought of this.
Build for public, 为着大家造的。
It's built for the public, so it's built for everyone.
Wow. 你知道我们都想自己啊。
Oftentimes we think of ourselves.
但是神有一个宇宙性的计划。
But God has a universal plan.
是为着所有人类的，所有他造物的。
It's for all creation.
所以神在做这件事情。
So God is doing that work.
Wow. 很难解释。
It's very hard to explain.
但是非常扩大我们的心胸。
But that should expand our capacity.
所以这是需要主怜悯的。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
所以你摸到这个东西是天的东西。
If you touch that, that's a heavenly matter.
所以今天我们生命性情被改变是天的东西。
Today for our mind, will, and emotions to be changed, that's a heavenly matter.
我们不要批评别人。
So don't judge other people.
我们只要自己愿意让神做工就好。
Just allow the Lord to do the work.
我们都在过程中。
We are all in that process.
我们不能夸别人。
We can't boast of other people.
我们不能自夸。
And we can't boast in ourselves.
但主若愿意的话，等有一天见他面的时候，他也许可以为我们做见证，说你真是又忠心又良善的仆人，你为我做了美好的见证。
But perhaps if the Lord is merciful to us, one day when we meet him, he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
这个重要性比别人今天尊重我。 更重要。
And that is much more important than anyone today who might honor you.
这个重要性比别人今天把我捧到天上更重要。
And that is more important than anyone who might try to lift you up today.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话交还给你。
Lord, we return these words into your hands.
愿你再向我们启示。
May you continue to reveal to us.
让我们实在能够有见证天的这样的一个能力。
May we truly have the power to demonstrate heaven.
因为天是何等的真实。
Because heaven is real.
天上的宝座是何等的真实。
The throne in heaven is real.
若你不开启我们，我们恐怕永远不能知道。
If you don't enlighten us, then perhaps you will never know.
求你怜悯。
May you be merciful.
求你启示，求你带领。
May you guide us and may you reveal to us.
让我们在实际的日子、实际的生活中，能够活在属天和天上宝座的实际里面。
That in our daily lives we will live in this reality of heaven and the throne.
谢谢你给我们这个机会，求你保守，求你带领，求你成全。
We thank you for this opportunity. May you continue to keep us. May you continue to build us.
愿颂赞荣耀归给你。
We give you all glory and honor.
奉主耶稣基督里。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.